all you know, you'll never speak another word again.
Right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And I'm being joined live in studio by the musician you just heard. It's Jesse W. Johnson. And he's with his band Coyote Scream. And they're playing tonight at Quenchers, 2401 Northwestern Avenue. It's a 21 and over show. It starts at 9 o'clock. JesseWJohnson.com for more information. And we have a link on our Facebook page as well. Jesse, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me, Nick.
Yeah, what has it been, like about a year, right?
Yeah, I think like exactly.
Yeah. So you've been busy though since the last time we spoke, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
It's been great. I've got a new record that's about to come out in the next month or two, and done some touring. We're going to do some more touring in July with the band Coyote Scream.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, some exciting stuff.
Cool. Very, very cool. Well, let's start, you know, remind everybody, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Springfield, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Land of Lincoln, so love hanging out there.
Right.
And then I moved up to Chicago in 2010, so I've been here for a while, and I love it.
And we talked a little bit about this before. What's the music scene like in Springfield?
It's great, but it's a lot smaller. It's kind of like a microcosm of Chicago, so that's part of the reason I wanted to move to Chicago was all the great music stuff going on. But I've got some great friends in Springfield, and there's some really cool venues there, too.
You get down there every once in a while?
Yeah, I try to play down there like a couple of times a year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. You have family still down there?
I do. My parents are down there, my grandparents as well. So, yeah, it's always fun to go
back. Very, very cool. So how did you start listening to music? How did you get into it?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, my mom had all these cassette tapes, and I would listen to, like, her Don Henley and Phil Collins cassette tapes, and there's actually video of me. Apparently what I would do is I would just be in my underwear and I would run around the dining room table while like Phil Collins was playing. And I need to dig up this video, but I remember watching it. So that's like how I started listening to music.
Just running around in your underwear to Phil Collins.
Just like yelling and running around. I haven't listened to Phil Collins a lot recently, but maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I think it's the best way to listen to Phil Collins is in your underwear running around.
I think so.
Yeah, that might be the best way. When did you pick up an instrument? When did you start finding that avenue?
Yeah, that was a little bit later for me. I was about 16, and I had been talking about playing guitar for a while, and my parents were worried that I would just, you know, start and then not do anything with it,
yeah.
And they didn't want to spend the money on an instrument for that.
Sure.
Which I don't blame them at all. So they kind of waited until I kept bugging them about it, and then they were like, oh, well, maybe he's serious. So once I hit it really hard. I used to play a lot of video games and stuff before that as a kid, but once I started picking up a guitar, it kind of took over my life for ever, I guess.
Yeah. And did you take lessons or?
I didn't take lessons. I was self-taught. I just learned by tabs and stuff.
Right.
I was pretty stubborn. I guess I still am. I didn't want anybody telling me what to play.
I gotcha. You have brothers and sisters?
I have a younger sister, yeah.
Is she into music as well?
Yeah, she loves music, but we were into totally different things. I love Neil Young, and my parents did too. So like it was kind of me and my parents versus my sister, because she was all about Backstreet Boys, and we were all about Neil Young, and it was like a war every time we were in the car.
That's about as different as you can get right
totally.
There. And I remember the last time you were here, we talked about our mutual admiration and love for Neil Young.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the best.
One of the greatest ever.
Totally.
Yeah. And I was really concerned to hear that he was too sick to induct Pearl Jam
totally.
A couple of weeks ago. And I haven't heard anything about his condition or anything, but I mean, I just that made me very, very sad.
Oh, me too. I mean, he is getting older.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys though that's just he's such a force and has done so much and put out so much music, way more than just about anybody.
Yeah,
and I was concerned when I heard that too. I did see a report that it wasn't serious. Supposedly.
Yeah. I just but you know because obviously he's the correct guy to induct Pearl Jam.
Oh, totally.
They would have no career without him.
Yeah.
And he played with him, you know, on Mirrorball. And,
yeah.
So, but
I
yeah,
love that record.
Yeah, it's a great record. The other thing is, you know, Record Store Day was just this past a couple of weeks ago.
That's right.
And you performed at our good friend's Pinwheel Records, and we want to talk about that.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you know, they released a new vinyl version of Decade.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, like a whole remastered version of Decade.
Yeah.
Which is you know, for those people who don't know, it's the best greatest hits album ever compiled.
It's so good.
It's the best.
And it's so early in his career, too, before he even had a lot
of it's early in his career, and it's three albums.
Yeah. It's nuts.
That's how amazing that guy is. All right. Hang on, Jesse. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. Jesse W. Johnson is with us. We're going to hear music live in studio. He's playing tonight with his band Coyote Scream at the great place Quenchers. And we've got a link on our Facebook page for all the information. We got to take a break here. We got the news coming up next.
Maybe we're all alone. Maybe there's nothing wrong. And when you shine a light, the darkness will be gone. I'll be there.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Morning. It's Thursday morning. And coming up after the 4 o'clock news, our buddy Jim Ryan is going to join us. He does traffic for many places. He's also a music journalist who writes for the Chicago at Night blog on Chicago Now. And we're going to talk about some music stuff. And he did an interview with Arsenio Hall. And we're just going to check in with Jim. And then after 4:30, Esmeralda and I are going to play a little game of Celebrity Name Game. Right now, though, we want to get back to our guest. And you just heard some more of his music. It's singer-songwriter Jesse W. Johnson. He's playing tonight with his band Coyote Scream. And they're playing at Quenchers on Western Avenue in Chicago. Welcome back, man.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the new album. That song was from the new album, and the new album is called?
It's called American Dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it, about the songs.
I recorded it and wrote a lot of the stuff over the past year and a half. It's not a concept record or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I was living in Logan Square, and there's this field that's near where I used to live, and it was kind of like a rundown-looking field. Now it's kind of changed, actually. But I woke up one day, and in the middle of this field, like it just dropped out of the sky, was this American flag dumpster just with an American flag on it. And my friend took a picture of it that I was living with. It's the best picture ever. I used it for the cover of this record.
Oh, okay.
And it just looked so good, and I love the name so much. I just used that for the record.
Oh, cool.
But it's actually like a really personal record for me, and it's about a lot of changes I was going through at the time, and just emotionally and in relationships and stuff. And the first half of the record is kind of dark, and those two songs that we heard earlier are on that part. The second half of the record is more uplifting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's a little different than some stuff that I've done. I added a little bit of like synthesizer on some songs and stuff too. So I'm a pretty straight up rock kind of guy, but
yeah.
I'm branching out into some of that cool stuff too.
Cool. Where'd you record it?
Recorded it at my friend's studio, Old Fire Studios. My buddy Yusu Kim is my co-producer and engineer. He plays on the record, and he plays in Coyote Scream as well.
Well, tell me about Coyote Scream.
Yeah. So I have a varied group of musicians that I play with, but Coyote Scream is these core group of musicians, and it's Yusu Kim, Zach Binkowski, and Paul Doerr. They've been in some great Chicago bands, Hemmingbirds and Wally Dogger, and also Dane Markison and Tim Kapp. And these guys, like, either all together or in different configurations, play with me under Coyote Scream, and we've made this record. It was a ton of fun, and yeah, they're super talented, and I couldn't do all this without them.
Very, very cool. You excited for the gig tonight?
Yeah, very excited. We've got this band, Aloud, coming in from Boston, who's super cool, so always want to support touring bands because we do touring ourselves, and it means a lot. And I love Quenchers. It's such a fun place.
It's a very cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good room, and you were telling me off the air that last couple of years they got a new sound system. Sounds even better now?
I think so. I don't know when it was, but yeah, recently, whenever I'm there, I'm just like, wow, this sounds so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. How often do you get out on the road?
Every year I do about couple of week-long tours with either by myself or with the band. Usually it's like one and one. I'll do an acoustic one and also one with the band.
Whereabouts do you go? Where are you?
So I've played in about 40 states. Most recently we've been sticking kind of Midwest, closer to home. But I've gone East Coast and West Coast, and my favorite probably is going to the West Coast, but it costs a lot more and you have to drive a lot farther.
Right. Exactly right. But you like being on the road. We talked about that the last time you were here.
Yeah, I love it. I love just traveling and having a destination, and going to a different city every day or anything. I get kind of restless, and if even just I get cabin fever at home, like I just have to I can't be home for too long.
right. That's funny. You know, my father's the same way.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, my father is 75 years old, and he rarely can sit still.
Yeah.
He's up. He's still working at Jewel. My dad. He's 75 years old. He works at Jewel. Like,
yeah.
You know, and he just he's incredibly restless.
Totally.
Yeah. Whereas I could sit on the couch for 4 months and be fine with that. All right. Well, listen. Why don't you play a song?
Okay.
Tell us what we're going to hear, and we'll listen.
Cool. So this is a new song. It's called Swords and Lions.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. This is Jesse W. Johnson, and you can hear him and his band Coyote Scream at Quenchers tonight. Here we go.
There's a life I lived alone with you, and a fire that still surrounds a chosen few, and a lion in the dark that you drew still around the ones that you knew. Letting go of all that you knew, and you may mistake a legend for the truth. There's a liar and a sword cut in you. It's all around the legends that you drew. And if dividing into tribes is what we do, then it's all about the light. It's all about the light in you. Inside you.
Nice job, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really good. Really, really good.
Appreciate it.
Tell me about how you wrote that one.
Oh, that I wrote that on my I wrote that on a keyboard. That's the first one. I just am learning how to play keyboard and some synthesizer, and that was the first song I wrote on it. And I was kind of like a mad scientist leaning over that thing all night and writing that song. I had just been to the Field Museum, and I was thinking about a couple of like the man-eating lions that they had there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I think I started writing it. I don't really try to. I don't write specific things purposefully. I just kind of like try to let stuff come out, and then I edit it later.
Yeah.
Because if I try too hard to, I'm going to write a song about this, then it just doesn't sound right.
Doesn't happen. Yeah.
So I don't know. I was thinking about those lions, and I was thinking about like being ruthless in your life and doing what you want to do, and some of the damage that you leave behind when you concentrate too much on your work or your music or whatever you want to do. So that's kind of what that's about for me.
Very cool. Is it is that on American Dumpster?
That's not. That's brand new.
It's brand new. Cool. Thanks for playing it.
Of course.
I appreciate that. Okay. Jesse, hang on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got to take a break here. break. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGM. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Music journalist and our good old buddy traffic guy Jim Ryan is going to join us after the 4 o'clock news. That's Jesse W. Johnson that you're hearing. Jesse, I can hear the Neil Young influence in that one.
that one is super. One of my favorite songs of Neil Young's is "Like a Hurricane," that one's like my tribute to that song.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It's hard for me to pick a favorite Neil Young song, but the one I go back to the most is "Cortez the Killer," which is that's just one of my favorite songs, and I love it because it's like 12 and a half minutes long.
Yes, so it's so great.
It is fantastic. "Needle in the Damage Done." I mean, there's so many great. He's just the man.
Yeah,
there's just no question about it. Well, welcome back, man.
Thank you so much.
So we were just talking off the air about Neil Young's greatest hits decade.
Yeah,
There's some special stuff on that. Pressed to vinyl, and you were at Pinwheel Records.
I was
playing and performing on Record Store Day. What was that like?
It was fantastic. It was really busy.
Yeah.
We hung out there all day. I'm friends with the owners of the shop.
Sure.
I love them so much.
They've been on the show, too. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So me and the band decided, we're playing there. Let's just go hang out at Pinwheel all day. They had a bunch of like free food and stuff, too, so it was fun. But yeah,
Was the cat out?
Marco was not there because they were afraid that he might get let out the door.
Because there's so many people like on a regular day. But Marco hangs out in the record store.
Yeah, Marco's a fantastic member of the Pinwheel team.
I have a Pinwheel. You have a bag. I've noticed it's with you. I have a T-shirt with that logo on it. So I have Marco.
You do?
Yeah, I have a T-shirt.
I need to get one. One of the T-shirts, but I don't have that one.
It's got Marco on it.
He's the best.
Yeah. So Pinwheel Records, you had fun. You played a set?
Yeah, we played a set. We like opened up the day of the live music and stuff, so we had a lot of people out watching us, and it was really cool. There was people were lined up at like 7 a.m. buying records.
Isn't that nuts?
It was crazy.
It's awesome. I love the popularity of vinyl.
Me too.
Now, especially among young people. And you're a fan of vinyl. Your EP was pressed on vinyl.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And the new record I'm pressing to vinyl as well. It's going to be a full length 12-inch. I love it. The artwork just looks so much cooler.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fun things for me is to, while you're playing a record, if you have like a little shelf to display the album art, it looks great.
I grew up in the 70s, man.
Yeah.
And that was how you listened to music. You would look at the album cover or you would read the liner notes. And some records would obviously include lyrics, and you would look at the lyrics and just look at the album cover for hours.
Totally.
And, back in those days, the art of the album was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the covers of like Yes albums, they're so insane.
Yeah.
And some of the coolest album covers of all time. And that's kind of lost on people nowadays because it's just you download it from the internet and you play it on your phone.
Yeah.
I
think, it's about getting immersed in that world.
Yeah.
It's got to be a great record, but if it is a great record, it takes you kind of to its own place.
Yeah.
And the thing about having a physical, like big album in front of you is looking through that, you kind of like are more immersed in
that environment. I agree. I totally agree. Jesse is playing with his band Coyote Scream tonight at Quenchers, 2401 Northwestern, a really great place to see a show. And they have a ton of different beers in that place.
Oh,
it's
nuts.
It's 21 and over show. It starts at 9 o'clock. We have a link on our Facebook page. You should go out and check them out. Before you play your next song, I asked you this question the last time you were here, but I always ask musicians the two basic questions. Your first album that you ever bought.
Okay. My first CD was the Meredith Brooks, like, Blurring the Edges.
Right. I totally remember we talked about that.
Yeah. I was so excited about it. I remember. My first, like, record, though, I think, the one that I was the most excited about first was I was doing a lot of, like, digging around at yard sales and stuff, and I found the Ray Charles Modern Sounds in Country Music.
That's a great album.
It's one of my favorites of all time.
That's such a great record, yeah. And then first concert.
My first concert, I was thinking about this. I thought it was Dan Fogelberg, but I actually think I have a concert that when I was super, super young, I went to my friend's birthday party at Six Flags in St. Louis, and the Village People were playing. And we saw the Village People. And I didn't know what was going on. I was really young. And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very, very cool. All right. So what are we going to hear now?
So this is a brand new song as well, and it's called Heard You Drowned.
All right, here we go. Jesse W. Johnson.
There's a hope nothing will be found when you're on the ground, you're on the ground, and a fear that follows you around, and I know the sound, I know the sound, and I throw my faith into the phone, you are alone. You are alone, and it's so much later than you know, and you are alone, you are alone. There's no fear in friendship I have found when you're not allowed, you're not allowed to follow all the love that can't be found. And I heard you drown, I heard you drown, and I throw my faith into the phone that you are alone, you are alone. And it's so much later than you know, when you are alone, you are alone. You are alone. There's a time for us that isn't known. It isn't known. It isn't
great, man.
Thank you very much.
You're really good, dude. I really think you're great. When does the American Dumpster come out?
It comes out in June.
Comes out in June.
Yep.
Okay. Keep us posted, okay?
Will do.
And you can see Jesse W. Johnson and his band Coyote Scream at Quenchers tonight on Western Avenue. We have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Pleasure having you on, man.
Oh, it's great.
Have a good gig
here.
Tonight, okay?
Thank you.
All right, cool.